FM and 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, present Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Jay White and Liz Cooper present the Chapel Hill Carrboro community with insights from the world of culinary, local and national farming, and so much more. Side Dish is brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Jay White and Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper. And Liz, who do we have to talk to today?
We have a very special guest today, Jay. We have Colleen Minton from Terra Vita. So, Colleen, we're so glad to have you here, and we have lots to talk about today, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Super glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And I know this is not your first Side Dish appearance. You did it with Deborah and I many years ago, and then you did it with Deborah when she was doing solo, and now we have you back.
Yeah.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's get right to it. So, just for those who might not remember your previous appearances on our show, give us just a brief background of, you know, how you got involved in what you're doing and how you ended up in Chapel Hill and all those good things.
Well, my husband's actually from Chapel Hill originally, so that's how we ended up back here after being gone for 20 years. New York City, Atlanta. We came back. We, in Atlanta, had a real connection, began a really strong connection with sustainable food and the sustainable food movement. And so when we moved here 5 years ago, almost exactly to the week, that's when we started Terra Vita. And Terra Vita is a sustainable food and drink event. We're in our fifth year.
So that means that when we first talked to you, it was the first year.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I remember.
Yeah.
And
my, how things have changed, huh?
Yeah.
One event to eight now.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So please tell us more about what this year is involved and what you want to talk about and how people get tickets. And it's a very exciting event.
Well, thank you.
For those who haven't gone, and you've been blessed with some really good weather.
Good weather, good people, good participants. All of that makes a difference, I think. One of the things that we've focused on from the very beginning has been sort of seeking out and finding those really top quality folks in within our state. And that focus on food and drink. And in the case of drink, we don't necessarily stay within our borders in terms of sourcing from the original producer. So we actually go beyond that for wine. But we do have really fantastic, sustainable wine that is distributed here, retails here, imported into the state, and is available for people to buy. So that's an important piece of the equation because people often ask that question. The food and the quality of the food is such an important piece of the dynamic that's there. And it's as important to me that the people that participate, the chefs, the food artisans, the wine distributors, the beer, the brewers, all of those folks have just as good an, experience with Terra Vita. So it sets the tone for this really festive party atmosphere, but really, kind of a classy, lovely party that you just enjoy.
So, yeah, no keggers or anything like that.
Well, I don't know. That's fun.
I think it's, not to backpedal a little bit, but I do think it's worth maybe quantifying or clarifying to people what sustainable means to you, because it's a word that's used a lot. And to some people, it's very specific, and to some people, it's a very broad, general term. So maybe if you can sort of encapsulate it, and when you're talking about sustainable food and the sustainable food movement, what that means.
How would you pitch it to someone that you're trying to get to come to your event?
Well, I think that's a great question, especially for me, because you're right. There are lots of different definitions. And for me, it goes all the way back to my sort of origin in the professional world. I was recruited out of college to work for Big Ag. I did PR for one of the big agricultural chemical companies in New York City. And I worked on, back in 93, the first GMO corn and cotton.
Oh, wow.
So I have.
So you have come full circle, haven't you? Or half
full circle. No. Yeah. And it really, that has absolutely impacted, my definition. I also, after that, worked in PR and supply chain and logistics. which is also another piece of the equation in terms of sustainability. Right. So for me, it's a combination of sort of, you know, financially sustainable, economically, environmentally. All of those things are important. But I'd say the biggest factor that we look at and the thing that we have the most, the best ability to sort of see or have practices in place that we can sort of measure that is around the environment. So we really look for farmers, producers that have been very focused on keeping the ingredients very neutral to chemical.
So their footprint, their impact into the environment and that chemical footprint. That
exactly. That's really where like the heart of the origin of sustainability for me. And that's really what we can watch. I mean, we can't look into someone's finances, you know. I mean, sure. We don't know enough about that. I do think the most responsible definition crosses sort of all of those. But for us, when we're looking at this particular event, we're looking mostly at environmental sustainability.
Great. I think that gives people, you know, we've talked about this just in other conversations, that sort of farm to table and how that's become so overused that people ignore it. And I hate for sustainability to become something along those lines, because I think it is really important. And it's a great event, and I think it brings a lot of things forward that people don't always think about. You know, we all love to have good food, but we don't necessarily think about who's impacted for us to get it.
Right.
So when you came to Chapel Hill 5 years ago from doing this kind of work in Atlanta, is that what you said?
Well, I did a lot of board work. I worked on, for instance, I started my daughter's organic gardening club at school and really worked with the cafeteria and the festivals that we did at the school for fundraisers on recycling, that kind of thing. So I had some experience with that. And then I had other experience in events in general, in doing large fundraisers for, you know, the Grant Park Conservancy in Atlanta, you know, raising funds for various pieces and parts of the community. So I kind of combined those gifts and talents.
My question was sort of on the idea of, did you find a receptive audience? Obviously, it's grown over the 5 years, but that first year, were people looking at you like, what? What do you want to do?
Well, you know, it's funny that you ask that, because here we're lucky in that folks are already bought into the idea of supporting farmers and supporting sustainability, you know, and specifically farmers actually that it's important to them, farmers that don't use chemicals. It's important. It's not always important to be certified organic, which I agree with, but it's important in terms of the way they practice and grow their farm and that kind of thing.
Well, we have to take a quick break, Colleen, but this has been really interesting. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the actual events coming up. You are listening to us on WCHL.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with Liz Cooper, and we're talking about this year's Terra Vida event.
So, Colleen, let's just dive right in to what is going on this year. There's lots of great events. Some are sold out, some there's still availability. So let's talk about the dates and what's actually happening.
That sounds great. We have moved to a 3-day event. We talked earlier about, you know, the transition from 5 years ago, and we had one afternoon event on Saturday. Now we have 8 events over the course of 3 days. And they start out, we have something called the whole shebang for the first time, and it basically captures all 8 events. So if someone comes for the weekend, we've sold a number of those. If somebody comes for the whole weekend from out of town and they really want to occupy their time with Terra Vida, they have 8 events over 3 days to consume them, basically.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it really is a nice just experience from one thing to the next, and a lot of diversity within our food community within North Carolina. So, and then beyond that, we have a dinner opening night. Yeah, that's Southern Season, at Southern Season. It's called the Southern Harvest Dinner. And that is broadening the event for the first time to beyond our North Carolina borders, which I think is a neat sort of next step for this event and for our
town. I think it's exciting because it makes it not just our own little community. It brings our bordering states in, and it gives people an opportunity to see you know, who we are and that we are a very cool area. And
so let us know who is coming from outside our borders, please.
Yeah. The Southern Harvest Dinner is October 9th.
That's right, October 9th. And the whole event is October 9th through 11th.
Right.
So Thursday is the kickoff, and we have Kevin Johnson from the grocery in Charleston.
Yay,
which is great.
Exciting.
Yes, very exciting. And then Jason Alley, who is a Richmond chef, he has two restaurants and his own farm that
right,
he opened
yes.
last year, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he's bringing, we had a conversation about this.
He's bringing pole
beans from
his farm.
He is. He's bringing pole beans from his personal farm. And he's got some delightful little something that he's...
Yeah, I don't even know if we can say it on the air, but he's making us a wonderful pork dish.
Yes.
But he also has Comfort and Pasture
That's
in
right.
Richmond. And
That's
then
right.
we have...
we have Spencer Carter from
right,
here, from Chapel Hill, and Vanessa is your pastry chef
right.
at Southern
so both
Season.
Vanessa and Spencer will have their own stations, and then we have Craig.
And then we have Craig Rogers.
Right. From the Cowboy Cauldron, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Border Springs.
Right.
He's from Virginia.
Right, yes.
And he's got quite the presence in the lamb world.
Yeah, he does some great, this Cowboy Cauldron, he does the Lambs and Clams event. So we're really excited to have him there. He's doing a couple of different dishes, so that's definitely...
And this is all anything, this is all just Thursday night, folks.
This is
Thursday
just
night for
the dinner.
So you're going to have... We have three visiting chefs. We have our chef, our in-house chefs. We have an in-house gentleman that does charcuterie, and he makes fresh sausages that we sell at the store that's going to feature some of his. We're going to have our cheesemonger picking mm-hmm. some of his favorite cheeses, and hopefully we'll have some of these creamery people there.
It's going to be incredible.
We're going to have lots of wine and beer. We're going to have Elizabeth Wall from Atlantic Caviar and Sturgeon. So I'm really excited about that. So it's going to be an incredible event. Starts Thursday evening.
Right.
At the Weather Vane at Southern Season. So you definitely, that's
and
a no miss.
Tickets needs to be purchased through the Terra Vita website.
That's
yes?
right. www.terravitaevent.com. And then we have the North Carolina premiere for A Chef's Life, which is very exciting. The PBS special.
Yes.
That Vivian Howard is the star. Vivian and Ben Knight, her husband, they won a Peabody Award this year, and that's exciting, but that's sold out, unfortunately. Next day, we have The Classroom, which I'd love for you to talk Yay. A little bit more about, because we have a great class featuring Liz and
yes, we,
team.
Of course. So
team.
We have the a Sustainable Classroom. Southern Season is going to be offering classes on Friday and Saturday, as well as a couple other locations. But what I'm most excited about, just because it involves not only myself, but two very good friends and colleagues, Max Cass from Farrington House and Inez Robustello from On the Square. We'll also have Max's brother Alexander from Goat Lady Dairy, as well as Matt Hart, our cheesemonger, and the folks from Chapel Hill Creamery. And Inez is going to be hooked up with another creamery to be determined very soon here, and it's going to be our drunken cheese meltdown where
I haven't decided if I'm calling it that, Liz.
Oh, we've already called it that. it's too late. But we're excited about it because it's going to give the guests that come to the class an opportunity to taste the cheeses that will be like cheeses, and then our wine and beer pairings, and choose their favorite cheeses, their favorite pairings, and so it's sort of an audience participation.
And
so
we've
I'm really
got
excited about it.
We've got a great lineup of classrooms this year. I mean, that's one of the things that I think I'd like to say about that is just that, you know, it's the heart of the event for me. It's really the educational component. A lot of people go, oh, I just want to eat. I just want to drink. But when they go to this event, they walk away feeling full in a completely different way.
I mean, you get to eat and you get to drink and you laugh and you have a good time and you walked away with information that you never knew you had before. And so that's the beauty of these classrooms is it's not, you're not sitting down with a pen and pencil.
And for the first time this year, the classrooms are all utilizing the cooking school venue at Southern Season, correct?
Well, actually, there's one track that we're doing at Southern Season Cooking School. There's another track at Tapo Distillery,
right.
and there's another track at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
So we actually have nine classes going on Friday from 9:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon.
Kevin from Grocery paired up with, he's with Sean?
He's with Sean, Lily Wilson.
So that's
right.
really exciting.
We have
some great
absolutely.
Connected
We have Kim Floresca and Daniel Ryan from One. We have William Disson from Market Restaurant in Asheville coming down. Kathleen Purvis, who wrote the Bourbon book, is going to be on a Bourbon and Southern Harvest panel.
So lots of great opportunities.
Absolutely.
So not to beat this to death, but I want to make sure, yes, that people do know where to find tickets and get this information. So
absolutely.
If you can, one more time.
www.terravitaevent.com, and it's TerravitaEvent.com.
I just can't wait. That's really exciting.
Well, and, you know, it will continue that evening with the East Meets West dinner that's always super popular. And in the past, we've had 2 chefs to 3 chefs. This year, we have 8 chefs that are going to be participating in that dinner, and they each will have 1 dish. They're coming from as far away as Asheville, and we've got a couple of locals mixed in there, too. Scott Crawford, Chidi Kumar from Garland in Raleigh, which is a great restaurant. So it's really a good mix, and that particular dinner served family style. It's at the Botanical Gardens. That'll be an exciting new venue for us.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more about TerraVita, and Colleen's answering some more questions for us. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White, and I'm here with Liz Cooper, and we're talking about TerraVita.
So we want to kind of wrap up the whole weekend events here, and I failed to mention the biggest thing, and it's definitely how TerraVita started, is the Saturday Grand Tasting, correct?
That's right, and it's actually definitely the most popular because there are so many people that can attend that, so many more than some of the dinners and that kind of thing. And it's just the huge opportunity to see and meet all of these chefs from across the state and all these wine producer / importers, distributors that, you know, deal with all these wonderful wines, and then brewers, actual brewers themselves. We have Tapo Distillery where they have their spirits, and a lot of really fantastic new additions this year as well. Always have some coffee. We always have coffee for those that don't drink alcohol, but also those that do. I mean, you got to love a good coffee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in the same location as it has been in the past.
That's right. It's at the green at Southern Village.
Okay.
And it's Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4. For folks that buy the whole shebang, you have an early entry at 12:30, but also you have a class that morning. Only for those ticket holders do we have enough space, but it's a class with Lionel Vetinet, who is in Cary at La Farm Bakery. He's a master baker. He's amazing.
He is incredible, yes.
And he's pairing up. He's bringing in Chapel Hill Creamery and also some other special guests to participate in that class. And that's in the morning before the grand tasting. Then after the grand tasting, the whole shebang folks also get to go to the after party with all of the participants, which is
fantastic.
Fun.
That is fun.
So that whole shebang ticket, it really is the whole shebang, and
it's
definitely worth people jumping in and getting it while they're still available.
There are only about 4 left.
Okay, so get them, folks.
Yeah. So the grand tasting, the other thing that I think is worth mentioning is that we always add new, and we always keep some of the old favorites. So we try to integrate that every year. We very carefully focus on both chefs from afar within the state borders and nearby. So we try to balance all of those things so that the folks that come from the Triangle, they get to see their favorites, but they also get to experience folks in Asheville and Kinston and, you know, Tarboro and places they wouldn't necessarily normally go. Or they might make a special trip because they've experienced them at TerraVita. And I've definitely run into that over the years. Folks will run into me and they'll say, I went specifically to that restaurant because I experienced the chef and the food at TerraVita. And I think the same thing is true. I've had folks that have said that they drive 2 hours for their parties to come and get full steam.
Oh, yeah.
Because they experienced it at a dinner or at the grand tasting. And I love that. I love to hear that.
That's great. Colleen, this has been a lot of fun. And for those of you, TerraVita, TerraVitaEvents.com. Check it out. Get your tickets And
go have a good time.
It'll be fantastic. And you are listening to Side Dish, brought to you by Southern Season at WCHL.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Join us again next week. Thank you.